WAKY Louisville. Presenting Gary Burbank.
No, I am not inebriated yet. We're starting right now. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you when. After this record, look for our first drink. We'll talk to Art. Just show you what it's like to be drunk driving.
Driving this home.
It's 3 o'clock at Bottle of the Wacky. Gary Burbank. I can hardly wait. Look out, honey. Joe Simon, WAKY. See you love. Welcome to what could very well be my last show, folks, as I demonstrate Seagram 7 and Plymouth V8 don't mix. I'll be talking to Art Burstrick in just a moment. Art has the breathalyzer, and you imagine this? We got everything together, right? The whole thing is ready. We forgot to get the whiskey.
W-A-K-Y. It'll be here in a minute.
Right, 303 at Wacky. Okay, we got some booze. Ready to go, okay. After this record, we'll mix our first drink. W-A-K-Y, this is Grand Funk.
A little foot stomping music, y'all.
Come on.
I sure hope I don't cuss. Okay, Arthur, get back. You're making me sick already. I haven't had a drink yet. Okay, we're going to do the first drink now, okay? I got the bottle open. Let's see if you hear this, okay? This is, wow, heavy duty. Okay, there it goes. That's the first one, so mix a little Coke with it, because I'm not much of a connoisseur of drinking. But that was, Seagram 7, and I got the Coke going out. Okay, now, okay, we're gonna start out with my finger, and lick my finger, and the first drink.
W-A-K-Y.
Or person to that was really good. It sounds like I'm going to sound for a little while. W-A-K-Y. Art Torstrick. Art, what are you from now? So you're from the
City
County Health Department. Art has the breathalyzer here. And I'm still drinking, and we'll tell you when. We'll let you know when something happens. It has to be 10 minutes, right, for me to stop drinking and you take a test, right? We'll do that in about 30 minutes, okay? All right, dig this.
You a noisy drinker.
Well, I have to, because you can't see it. Well, on television, on radio. It's, about, not too much, but you know, we're still going. 316 and Wacky. Staple Singer. From Memphis, Tennessee. Outside of Memphis. After today, I don't know how much respecting of myself I will do. Art, is the machine just about wound up, ready to go? About 3 more minutes on a machine, okay? Wait, you have to warm up for about 10 minutes, right? The breathalyzer has to warm up for about 10 minutes, and then I have to quit drinking for a couple of minutes and then take a drink. Okay. I hate to quit drinking, but I will.
W-A-K-Y.
319 at W-A-K-Y.
Now, with most music, here's Gary Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Art, how's it going so far? Have I had enough to register you, you think?
No, you're going to have a few more twigs out
of it. Okay, I'll just get started right now. Okay. Okay, let's see, Art, I've had the equivalent of one drink now. If I'm driving, is that, it impaired me whatsoever?
No, it wouldn't impair you to the point that you shouldn't drive.
Okay.
One drink won't do this.
Yeah, because I don't feel like I'm even had a drink right now.
That's right.
Okay, we'll try the breathalyzer in just a few minutes, we'll find out.
W-A-K-Y.
330, W-A-K-Y, Gary Burbank, 60 degrees outside. I'm wagging. No, that's just normally me, folks. I'm not drunk yet. Okay, I was asked to go ahead and take a big swig, so we're going to register first on the breathalyzer.
Honestly, I was absolutely shocked.
Your location's 4126 Shelbyville Road and 6724 Dixie Highway.
Everybody's saying, drink. Well, I really can't drink that much in the first place. And my idea of a big night is 10 cents worth of peanuts. And I go out and snip the bar rag, and I end up under the table. Let's see. I've had probably the equivalent of about a drink and a half, right? And I'll tell you the truth. Right now, I feel a little teeny buzz, I think. I don't know. I can't tell. But you think I'll register anything at all?
You'll probably register very, very low on the breathalyzer right now. Probably between 0.01 and 0.02%.
What's like the highest you've ever had somebody register on the thing before?
The highest I've ever had is 0.40% plus.
0.40% plus. I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to try to beat your record.
I'd like to build
my voice on the air.
Let's turn your mic off and do that.
It's all right with me.
346 WAKY. Art says I have to refrain from drinking for 10 minutes before the breathalyzer test. So after this record, it should be just close to that, right? You think so? About how long? Oh, about 5 more minutes on the record. And this is a record by Rare at WAKY. Hey, Big Brother, come on. Well, not very much. Wind unseasonably warm. And turning cooler this afternoon. A high of 69. Let's see, fine. A low tonight of 33. WAKY. It's Al Green. Let's stay together. All right. Woo! 351 is Wacky. And Art Torchnik.
Thank you.
Is, okay, Art, you got the breathalyzer ready, right?
Ready.
Okay, it's ready. So, Art, if you're ready to do it, you ready to go?
Ready to go. Anyway.
Okay, let's try the breathalyzer test. It'll take, about 2 minutes for the results, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we'll just take it right now, and after the next record, we'll just get the results of what I've...
Good enough.
I know I had the drink. Okay, what do I do? Okay.
Blow into this.
Blow in. Okay, it's a little tube like that. I'm going to have to go over here, folks. I'll just bring the microphone with me, okay? I just blow into it.
Blow real hard. Keep blowing. All right.
Okay, that was me blowing into the breathalyzer. Okay, we're going to see what I registered there. I haven't had a whole lot to drink. I think about maybe the equivalent of possibly 2 drinks. Maybe
it'd
a drink
be
and
close
a half.
On 2.
Okay, close on 2 drinks. Okay, so that's not really an hour. Well, it's been about 50 minutes, 2 drinks. So as far as driving, how would that affect me so far, 2 drinks, you think?
Wouldn't affect you too bad.
Not too bad.
No,
but
in fact, you would be presumed not under the influence of alcohol by state law.
Okay, well, as a matter of fact, I do feel right now like I could drive. I really do. Okay.
Should be able to.
All right.
Hey, Mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Okay, I gotta think I'm gonna read here. Well, I'll do it at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, wait at 4 o'clock.
1 year ago today.
We're gonna see how inebriated I get. In case I'm just so much of a pro, you can't tell it's me.
Have you ever been drunk on the air before?
A few cents. Bill Bailey should be doing this.
Bailey drink?
I never knew Bailey drink until he gave up Spanish dancing. Every time he put a rose in his teeth, he would die. It's true. Okay, let's see. Art? Let's see. Okay, I've had maybe the equivalent of 2 drinks at the time we took the breathalyzer test. I've had another since then. What did I register at the time?
0.02%.
0.02. Now, what does that mean?
It's presumed to be not under the influence of alcohol.
In other words, I'm not under the influence. No, I'm not. I really don't feel drunk right now.
That's right. By state law, you're not under the influence
By state law. I love the state law.
WAKY Louisville. Presenting Gary Burbank.
No, I'm not. Okay. Now, I'm going to do this little phrase, and I'll do this about every 15 minutes, and we'll see just how far along I get. Okay. Ray! Ray, guys. Okay. Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, in sifting a sea full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. If Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, in sifting a sea full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb, see that thou, in sifting a sea full of unsifted thistles, thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb. Okay. I'm cool. So I said the whole thing didn't make a mistake. We'll see what happens at 4:15. I'll try that again. Cream from Best of Cream and Leon Russell from Bangladesh. 679. I'm still all right. I think. 403 and Wacky. Kathy was in there laughing at me. Okay. Take a drink.
She'd be glad to.
Okay, she'd be glad to. Outside. Okay. Okay, from now on, it's going to be the receptionist and myself. Legally a foul. Okay, hey, Art. Okay, there's Sheriff Hamilton. Come on in. Come in now. Come on in. That's the door right there. Right far out. Okay, we'll get to Sheriff Hamilton in just a moment. I'm not really inebriated good yet, but I tell you what, I don't think right now, I feel like right now, Art, that if I was driving, I would probably run over somebody.
Well, really, you're not in bad shape according to the breathalyzer yet.
Why? I'll probably get there. Okay, I do feel like I am a little, I feel a little buzz right now. I'm not drunk. No, friends, I'm not drunk. I've just got a little buzz going. We'll get it going. Somebody wake here, why? That is Joe Cocker. You're feeling all right, which I am feeling all right. Okay, Sheriff Alan Hamilton is here. Yeah, I said that right?
That's right.
Okay, and Sheriff, we were talking just a moment ago there as you walked in the door about, let's see, I feel right now that, like, the last time I registered on the breathalyzer, Art was in 0.02, right?
0.02%. Right.
Okay, and Alan, let's see. Now, that's I'm not really drunk, right?
That's correct.
Kitty. But you brought up a point a minute ago about if I were like playing golf or something, just like any man, you know, it is different for any person, you know, like to be drunk. Now, I'm very small, like 138 pounds, I think. What would I register now? Either one of you can answer this question. What would I register to, what would you know that I was drunk at?
Well, that heart probably would be, could probably have better than that.
Well, now, your actions, if you don't drink a whole lot, between point, I'd say about 0.07%, you would be shape that you probably shouldn't be driving. But it's hard to see anything between 0.05 and 0.10%. It's up to the discretion of the breathalyzer operator as to whether they consider you under the influence of alcohol.
I'll tell you what, we'll do another test in a few minutes, and we'll see. Because I feel like I must be a little higher than that now, because at the time we took the test, I was barely, I had a little buzz, tiny buzz going. And now I feel like I've got a buzz saw going in my head. But not I'm not drunk. really, I don't feel that I'm drunk. If I were like just, you know, everyday Joe out about, you know, New Year's Eve getting drunk, I feel like I could drive right now. You know, I really do.
Well, it's very well possible that you could drive. And yeah. Like we mentioned earlier, Art and I, we were talking, some days it affects you differently.
I see.
And it affects different people differently. And when people say, you ask them how they feel, a lot of people give different answers. But the one thing that's becoming more evident to both of us is that your attitude and your voice and the way that you're carrying yourself is changing, isn't it, Art?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Okay, we'll get back to it in just a second.
W-A-K-Y.
411 with Gary Burbank and Wacky. Ah, hey, now that was a give-off right there. Usually, man, I am right on the goose to intro a record. Yeah, I wasn't. This is Jonathan Edwards. That was an excuse. I was just talking. That is Jonathan Edwards of W-A-K-Y and Sunshine. Okay, Sheriff Alan Hamilton is here. And, Sheriff, you were talking about me just a moment ago. Okay, you know me just as regular, not drunk. You were talking about my attitude changing.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I think it has too, a little bit.
I think your actions and your personality has changed a little bit. I think, to me, it has, and I'm talking about it, and I believe it was.
Well, I feel it has too. I'm becoming a little more flamboyant or whatever, you know. I'm just, you know, I'm not as inhibited as usual, you know, like I. So I would probably think this would be my first little thing about I'm getting drunk, you know, and I don't care what I say to who I say it, you know. And by the time Todd gets here, I'm going to really be obnoxious, I think.
Well, Gary, one thing I would like to impart to the people, and that's this. You know, there's a great many people that's very interested in this program because throughout the day, I've had a number of people most anxious to tune you in and see exactly what your thoughts and how you were going. And I'm sure that a lot of them would like to know how many drinks that you have and what the breath analyzer test is showing and so forth. So I think a great many people are very interested in this.
Well, as far as drinks now, I've had a lot of kibitzers around, and Art's one of them. and it's like, well, Art wants me to register on the breathalyzer, which is only natural. Now, I have, I can't really tell you how many drinks I've had because we get down close to about a half full, and somebody walks in and fills the rest of the glass up with whiskey. It's Art sometime, folks. And he says, I want a good... Art likes to see that needle go way up there. But that's okay. But so I feel that between 5 and 6 o'clock tonight, I should be so obnoxious that it's just... what am I talking about? Here's another record. This is Sly the Family Stone. Speaking of the Stone. Why somebody wants a picture of a drunk Harry Burbank, I don't know. Let's see. Okay, we were talking just a moment ago. We go again. Okay, well, the record's over. That's Sly Family Stone. This is Family Affair. Sheriff Hamilton, okay, we haven't really gotten the last breathalyzer right now, but, like, I feel, man, I mean, if I was at a party right now, I know that, I'm on the air now, and I know what I'm trying to prove is like, that I can't drink right now. I feel that I really couldn't drive. I may see somebody coming and getting the wrong lane or whatever,
But right now, I just don't think I can do it. What do you think? By talking to me and the whole bit.
Well, I'm sitting here, and Art and I have been discussing this, and yeah. I feel certain that, in my opinion, you may not be under the breath analyzer test. You may not be considered fully intoxicated, mm-hmm. but I know your actions have changed. I know that I feel that your driving habits, the people you're talking to, you're changing now. You're talking to me. Your voice and inflect has changed, and I think your driving habits would change, Art. What do you think?
I believe his reaction time would probably be slowing down somewhat right now, even though, like you say, he's probably not legally under the influence of alcohol yet. But
Tell me something. Now, legally, I'm not drunk, but what if I were stopped right now? I don't think I could possibly walk that white line. I think I could do that. But, like, would anything happen to me? I mean, like, if they said, okay, I think if a policeman pulled me over and says, I think you're drunk, Eric, get out the car, walk the white line, a whole bit, you know, the breathalyzer, whatever. Would be repercussions for what the way I feel right now? Would they take me in or what?
Well, the officer naturally has to use his best judgment, but let's say, for instance, for some reason or another, you're pulled over to the curb and the officer asked you to take a breath analyzer test and you refused. Let's just say that, you know, you've changed. Well, that right there could get him in trouble, don't you think?
Well, that's correct. Under the law now, anybody that refuses to take the breathalyzer test automatically loses their driver's license for 6 months.
Okay. Well, you want to give me another test?
Ready to take another test?
Now, I've stopped drinking now for, about 10 minutes.
We've got two officers.
10 or 12 minutes.
Okay. You ready to do it again?
Let's do it again.
Okay. I got a couple of officers coming in to arrest me right now. We'll do the breathalyzer. Right. Are you ready for it right now?
Ready.
Okay. Here we go with the breathalyzer. He's putting up, there's a little thing. It's a tube. See, and it comes up, and I have to blow into it. Okay. Folks, I have to get up this way. I have to lose my headset. Oh, no. Okay. I got it. Here we go. Do the breathalyzer. Okay, is that enough? I blew very hard into the breathalyzer, and we'll find out what happens after the news. 422 is my game. Oh, the boom. Mike, you have to understand it. I'm a little out of it right now, and I forgot the boom. I didn't put the boom in. I'm sorry, Mike. Well, I'll do it for you.
Boom.
Now, with most music, here's Gary Burbank.
Wait.
Hey, okay, Art, what have I registered the last time?
The last reading we got was 0.07% blood alcohol.
Okay, that means that I'm getting there, right?
You're getting there. You're on your way. Well on your way, I'd say.
Okay, folks, you just heard it. Art Torsnick from the health department says I am on my way. And I say, I'm feeling fine. WAKY, that is free movements, and I found some on my own. I'm still able to do a record after all. Sheriff Hamilton and Art Torsnick is here from the health department. Okay, guys, I registered, what was it?
0.07.
That's what do you think of that now?
Well, I think that you're well on your way to being intoxicated.
Okay, great. I've got somebody, by the way, to pick me up tonight, so don't worry about it. I'm together, man.
Be sure, Gary, that you remind the listening audience, because some of those people you know are not interested in drinking and never had to drink, and they're not concerned with this, and we're really concerned with the people that are going to be driving on New Year's Eve, the number of accidents, the number of deaths that occur over the holidays as a result of drinking, and we certainly appreciate with those people, putting up a little bit with this program, because we feel that it's very important. Deaths are increasing every year.
Now, this may sound a little frivolous, but folks, it actually does have a very serious thing about it, because I might find myself right now, because I am intoxicated. I may find myself a little loss of words, but when I was a kid, this is true. Now, this is going to sound a little hokey, but I was hit by a car. I was playing in my yard. I was about 7 years old. I was hit by a car by a drunken driver. And ever since then, I've had a little pet peeve, and I finally now find myself in a position to maybe do something about it, like drunk drivers. I truthfully, I would never drive when I was drunk. I mean, talk about, I'm
at a party right now, okay, well, I may feel that I can go out and drive right now. I wouldn't do it, I don't think. You know, I possibly would. But, because alcohol does to you, you know. But, like you said, drinking and driving, man, is really a transgression against humanity, I think. You know, because, like, you can kill somebody, and people don't realize that. And this may have a frivolous overtone to it, but although I'm trying to actually show somebody, like, if you've listened to me every day, you know that I'm very quick with my humor, the whole bit. Right now, I am not quick at all. I'm gone, you know, I don't know where I am.
Well, Gary, I think your resistance, a lot of people don't understand, but when you drink, your resistance is down. Mm-hmm. You say you're at a party and you wouldn't drive, you wouldn't leave, but sometimes some attractive girl or some fellow that you like very much insists that you drive, or maybe gives you a hint that you're the only one that has a car, and your resistance is down, so you might decide that you go ahead just to please them. The other thing I feel is very important, and I must compliment Wacky, is their outstanding service to this community. And
sure,
this is really, Art and I were talking about that right before we came on the air. It's really commendable for someone to try the best way they know how,
yeah,
and bring them one of the best disc jockeys programs to make them understand that drinking and driving results in disaster. What do you think, Art?
I agree with you, Sheriff Hamilton, and also, especially this time of the year, right before New Year's Eve, when a whole lot of people go out, have parties, and they get inebriated. And, of course, like you say, people tend to lose their inhibitions first thing. They might think they can drive, but their reaction time is slowed down to the point that they should not drive.
That's right.
Take a cab home. Have somebody else take you home.
You know, there's a good thing, too. Let me say this. I don't mean this to be a plug, but it's going to turn out that way. But Holiday Inn has a thing. It's some sort of where you go over to this party they have now. And they also provide, I think, for $60, drinks, the whole bit. But they provide the room, too. And I think that's, they haven't even bought any time, I think, on the station. But I still have to say that that's a beautiful idea, because it keeps people off the streets, you know, like if you are driving and drinking. Right now, if I was driving, I would, I don't think I could, drive right now at all.
I don't think you could either.
At the point, with the next breathalyzer test we take, I think it's going to prove the fact that I cannot drive whatever I'm in. I can't even think either, you know.
Normal sense of the word, that you couldn't react as a normal driver would.
Definitely not. I don't think so. Right.
Well, too, Gary, the thing that a lot of people do not realize, it is not so much naturally the person driving, it's the people that is around him. They don't know what his intentions are.
Right.
And so they can't think for you and themselves, too. And so when your inhibitions are broken down and you're driving perhaps at a high rate of speed, you think that your reactions are going to be normal. When they're not, someone else will be in a lane near you.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's a total program of disaster when you get a person on the highways that has too much to drink.
Thank you, Sheriff Hellman. There you see it right there, folks. Okay, in the shape I am in right now, I should not be driving. Now, if I was, it could be your life.
W-A-K-Y.
I'm still that much together. W-A-K-Y, that is Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band. And, where am I?
Okay. W-A-K-Y.
Now, this should be interesting. In the first place, I don't have another record ready, and I have to do a live commercial. And I am a little, you know, I've got a feeling some of you kids don't take me seriously. Well, like, I've been telling you straight. If you got acne pimples, you know how that is. Blackheads or oily skin, can somebody give me a record, okay? You should be washing with Listerix antibacterial acne scrub from the Listerine people. Listerix is a more complete way to fight pimples. Now, if you took me seriously and are washing with Listerix every day, you know what I mean. Listerix acne scrub does fight pimples while you wash. It's strong stuff. And you know why? Listen, I don't know why. Why do I think that for? I don't know why. I'll tell you why. Listerix has tiny grains that clean away many dermatologists recommend. I mean, when you wash with Listerix, you can feel those little grains scrubbing away, honey. And you can feel it work. You know it's good, right? Right, okay. Lister X scrubs out dirt, loosens blackheads, and removes excess oil. They can clog pores and lead to infection. What are you looking at, Byroice? And Lister X is antibacterial, so it kills germs, too. So if you haven't washed with Lister X yet, get some today. Wash with it every day. Your face will feel clean, smooth, free of dirt, and excess oil. Because Lister X is strong soap to fight pimples while they wash. And that's it, folks. Seriously, that is it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's see, where's it? I want to try my little thing again, okay, ready? Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. If Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, in sipping a sieve full of unsifted... Boy, you better not drive if you're like this, folks. Knew you see he was me a bummer? Well, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. See this now. In sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles, thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb. This is Fred, as WAQI plays at least 20 minutes of nonstop music. I better take it easy. One more drink, and I'll be uncautious. I'm trying to get it together here. 4:46 at WAQI. Here's the weather. Windy and seasonally warm. And turning cooler this afternoon. High of 69. Low of 33. This tonight. Okay, I gotta make it better than this, man. I gotta learn. All right, 45 minutes to go.
A clean-up woman.
Betty Wright.
Is a woman too.
Clean up, woman. I really am out of it. Okay, you got a tongue ready. Okay. Okay, Art, we're going to take another test, right?
Yes, we're going to take a test here in a couple of minutes.
Art, you seem so sober. It's really, you know, there's a funny thing, you know. This is a nice party, and I'm the only one that's intoxicated. Last year, I went to a party at the stroke of midnight. There were hundreds of balloons floating down from the ceiling, and... I think it was balloons, either that. Or somebody Xerox from Rockwell Welch. Okay, we're going to take another brotherizer. I was just saying for about, after this record, we'll take another brotherizer test. That is Fat Finger, WAKY, Gary Burbank. Let's see, what are you putting in there? I don't need that right now.
WAKY.
452 WAKY and Gary Burbank. Just Tom Hollaback just walked in. And he will tell us all about the bad shape that I'm in. And that's coming up sometime. 58 degrees outside. Windy and seasonally warm, but turning cooler this afternoon. High of 69. Clearing and cooler diminishing tonight. Below 33 tomorrow. High of 49. Talking about, what do you think of drinking drivers? Tell me this, first of all.
Well, you shouldn't drink and drive. Everyone knows that. It's bad. It dims your reflexes. It makes you less capable of handling the great and awesome responsibility that you have when you're behind the wheel of a car.
Well, that's true, because right now, I don't feel that I would probably get by about 2 stoplights.
The only thing moving in this room right now is you.
You are right, because the whole room is going around and around. I keep looking at you, and one time you're on one side.
Gary, I would say that some good advice would be that if you feel like you want to drink and drive, be a disc jockey and sit in a room behind a mic.
That's it. Don't drive. Just show folks how bad it is to drive. No, but let's see. Okay, Judge Hollenbeck is here. And Art, we're going to take another breathalyzer test, right?
Oh, in about 3 or 4 minutes.
About 3 or 4. Well, I messed up because to show you how uncoordinated I am, we were waiting 10 minutes. And what I did was I grabbed the bottle and I just took away about three squigs, right?
And
split them right after the other. Okay. There's no doubt about one thing. Am I, Judge, Todd, you know me. Just as
right,
a normal,
right, surely I do.
Normal, everyday, sober person, right?
Would you say I've changed in any perspective whatsoever?
Gary, I would never have to worry about you walking before the bench in your present state because I don't think you could walk.
That's true. Okay. Well, you just heard it, folks. I'm drunk. I'm really drunk. But it is for a purpose. That purpose, I have forgotten. Oh, yeah. Drinking and driving. We don't want you to get drunk and drive. I'm showing you right now. I can't even run a show. I don't know where I am. But I'm good. Here I go again. Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter. In sifting a sea full of unsifted thistles, must see 1,000 thistles through the thick of his pump. Okay, I'm together. Todd, what's happening? Okay, like if you would see me driving, what would you feel about me right now?
Gary, if I saw you driving, I'd get off the road as fast as I could.
I don't blame you. Okay, Art, when is the next time I'll take a breath of ice or when?
Oh, one more record.
One more record? Okay, I've had a drink in about 10 minutes, right?
Oh, about 6 minutes.
About six? Okay, I got four to go. Okay. After one more record, we'll take a drink. And, Todd, I know that you probably abhor drinking drivers, just like I do, because I was telling you about earlier, like when I was like about 5 years old, I was hit by a drunken driver in my own yard. And what do you think about it? What do you think about drinking drivers?
Well, the two don't mix, literally, and I don't mean that as a pun, but they don't. I don't have anything against people drinking. I drink myself.
I know.
But it's out of the question. And, of course, we've had a tremendous crackdown over the last couple of years in terms of the enforcement provisions of, mm-hmm. of drunken driving. The state of Kentucky has, and I think it's had good consequence.
It definitely has, because, like, there's nothing like somebody drinking and saying, well, man, I can take the road, I can do what I feel like doing, and he is like transgressing against other people who like would like to drive along, you know, the highway and just, you know, enjoy the scenery, whatever, in Kentucky. And that person, like the drinking driver, can kill that person, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And no matter what we're doing right here, right now, if you think it's definitely is a little frivolous, because like here is Gary Burbank just really drunk on the air. You know, I admit it. I really am. I'm just like bombed. But like we're trying to prove a point. And that point is, Todd?
Gary, I don't think it could come at a better time of year, tomorrow night being New Year's Eve.
Right.
There are going to be so many people out having a good time celebrating the ending of the old and the beginning of the new. So I think it really is going to make an impression, or should make an impression on people, that, mm-hmm. that the two don't mix, that you can't drink and drive, that you take your own life in your hand, you take the lives of all those other people who are either on the highway or in proximity to where you're driving. And if that point is well made by this show, then I think it's been a tremendous success.
I really hope so, because like as I said a little earlier, I was hit by a drunken driver at the age of like about 6 years old, and I was in my yard at the time, you know. And since then, I've had a little pet peeve for drunken drivers, and I hope that everybody that hears this program right now, no matter what, it is funny, because I am drunk, I am intoxicated, I'm really, you know, done in. But like, I hope that you realize, like I can't do my job. If you hear me every day, you know that I cannot do my job right now. And I hope that you realize that it's the same thing with you. If you're driving, you can't do your job either. You have got. You've got to, like, either get a cab or stay where you are. Right, Don?
Absolutely.
Okay. Far out. W-A-K-Y. 505 with Gary Burbank. I gave him earphones. That's how you think back. Sheriff Hamilton is here. And everybody's here. I don't know why. Okay, let's see. Art, you ready to take the breathalyzer test?
We better take it now while we still can on you.
I may have a little breathe much longer. Okay, here we go. Okay, folks, I move my microphone again, and I take the breathalyzer test. I should hit... Oh, I blew it. I blew the end off the other... Okay, here.
That's great.
I blew hard that time. Okay, let's see. Okay. I have a call.
Wait
a
minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me see who this call is from. Hello, who is this? Yeah. Oh, this is weird. You folks remember Weird Beard? He used to be at WAKY not too long ago. Weird is like, he's really out of it now. He's a program director. He is no longer a person who works on the radio. He is a program director, hated by disc jockeys. But that's just the way it goes. He used to be a nice guy. So on the Gary Burbank program at WAKY in Louisville, Kentucky. And Ferdinand, I'm talking to Ferdinand. Ferdinand is in Rochester, New York. Now, hey, everybody remembers Weird Beard, right? At WAKY. Who is now, what's the weird name up here, man? Burt Michaels, heavy duty. Well, Burt Michaels at WBBF in Rochester, New York. Yeah. Well, let me get the phone up here. Okay, who's this?
This is Ferd.
Okay, Ferdinand is also... Now, we're all a part of Lynn Broadcasting. Right. Okay, Ferd?
Right.
Okay, now, Ferd is also getting drunk on a radio. Ferd, do you know whose idea this was?
No, I don't. No, I just know that...
Who do you know that would really, really, really dig a cheap drunk? It's me, man. I was sitting... Todd Hollenbeck, one of the two.
Let me explain something, Ben. Yeah. I am talking to Gary Burbank from Louisville, Kentucky. He was doing the exact same thing I am doing.
Yeah, getting stoned,
freaking,
man.
Since about 1:30 this afternoon.
Wow.
The object of this thing is not really a joke, really, right, Gary?
That's true.
I mean, what we're doing is showing to our listeners what alcohol does to the body. Alcohol
true. Okay.
Body. It fouls
yeah, man.
You up. It you can
fouls you up.
If you have the amount of alcohol that we've
consumed. It fouls you up.
Am I fouled up?
Hey, listen, man.
And Gary... Gary is in about a third of what I've had, and he's more fouled up than I.
Listen, I'm only a little bitty guy. It doesn't take much to get me like, bleh, you know. Do not be afraid, folks.
Gary, I'm in.
There's a lot of kids watching me, you know. They're going like, hey, there's Gary Burbank. He's drunk. No, I'm not really drunk, folks. The truth is, I'm not drunk. I'm just trying to show you something. Okay.
What are you trying to show me?
I'm trying to show you. I can drink as much as you. That's one thing.
You know what, Gary? You proved that about 4 minutes ago.
Well, when I first went on the air, I thought, hey, listen, man, what a cool thing it would be to show people to not to drink on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Where am I?
You're in Louisville. I'm in Rochester.
You're in Rochester. Rochester. Hey, folks, it's Rochester, New York. say something, Ferdinand, because I don't know where I am.
You don't know where you are? Gary, can I tell you something?
Yeah, I'm so drunk.
Three times as much as you have had to drink, and I'm in better shape than you are.
Well, that doesn't say, okay, all right.
But I've got bigger muscles than you have.
Yeah, I hope so, man, because I've got the smallest muscles in the world, man. I'm like, you know, I'm the record holder.
Hey, Gary,
I don't even care, huh?
Gary, can I close out this conversation with Happy New Year?
What?
Can I close out this conversation with Happy New Year?
When's the New Year?
New Year is tomorrow.
Oh, heavy duty.
W-A-K-Y. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ferdinand. I hope you don't get too stuffed. 513 at WAKY and Gary Poole.
Mr. Richard Taylor did a lot of shopping around before buying his new car at Sam's Swole Pontiac.
This is Carly Simon. You want to do the record?
Oh, no.
Here it is. Boom.
With most music, here's Gary Burbank.
Abe, tell me what I'm doing.
I'm Irv Garber with Gabe's Uniforms in Louisville. And we saw most of the Louisville police and practically everyone in Jefferson County.
Right.
And I don't know of any police officer or within sight or smell of Gary that wouldn't lock him up.
I don't blame him, man. I couldn't drive right now. No way. I would probably try. It was normal everyday Joe. I was a name. I got to drive. You know, hey, mama, come on home with me. A little bit.
They'd probably have to ring you out a little bit, too.
Okay, Art, what did I register last time?
Well, the last test we took on you, Gary, was 0.12%, which by law you are now under the influence of alcohol.
Man, I hope so, because I am really, bleh, you know, knocked out.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
I've had about 10 drinks since then, it seems to me.
No, you just had two since then.
I didn't even know, you know, because, like, since I was, like, you know, really drunk, I don't know, you know, what I'm doing right now.
We'll
really
take
know.
One more breathalyzer reading on
you. Okay, one more breathalyzer reading.
Before you pass out.
Oh, I'm together, man. Okay, WAKY, Income to Grassroots. Jewel, you are my love.
Fast Food.
W-A-K-Y.
528. W-A-K-Y. Wait a minute. I got to hit the right button. Listen, folks. Okay, well, I want to tell you something. If I was... Okay, wait a minute. If I was at a party right now, I'm really trying. Todd, come here. Come on, help me out.
Okay, Gary. What's it current?
What I'm trying to say is like, a lot of people making this really frivolous, which it is, because I am really drunk. But I want to say that if I had not, you know, I wish that no one would get like this and drive. It's not really, you know.
The difference is you seem to know that you are, and most people who get drunk don't think they are.
Well, I think that's probably because I am on the air, and I have a certain amount of prestige I have to hold up, you know, because I say, okay, I'm a pro. Okay, well, I try to seem like I'm not drunk, but I am. And like anybody driving in this condition, oh wow, because I really don't know what buttons I'm going to push next, you know. And I can see anybody driving right now, because you could really kill somebody, you know, and it would really be a bummer, you know, to be this drunk.
Gary, it's interesting to watch you, because your motions are so slow. When you reach for a button, you miss it.
Yeah,
your motions are slow going down toward it, and I think it's pretty indicative of what a person does when they're reacting in an automobile to a situation.
A lot of people may think this frivolous, but we're trying to prove a point. We really are. I am really drunk. Man, I am like most of you are going to be this way on New Year's Eve. And what we're trying to say is, right, Todd? Well, if you're like I am right now, I've only had maybe 8 or 9 drinks, right?
Right, but I guess you've had about 9 drinks.
Okay. Art knows, because Art handles the breathalyzer. What was my last test there on the breathalyzer?
Your last reading was 0.12%.
Okay, that's drunk, right?
That's right.
That is drunk. Now listen, if you get in the shape I am in right now, take a cab. Take anything you can, man, but don't drive, because you may hurt someone. Right?
That's right. And we want to take one more breathalyzer on him before he goes out there.
Okay, because I am really smashed right now, man. I don't even know hardly where I am. I'll wake up later tonight and I'll say, what did I do on the radio?
We better take that breathalyzer quick, because you're not allowed to take it of an unconscious man.
Because I am going to be unconscious very soon.
Gary, one of the interesting things is we had a person drive in from Bowling Green that's been listening to the program all the way in from Bowling Green or thereabouts, and he is very impressed, because he was thinking that perhaps it takes skill just to be able to drive down the highway without drinking, and here it is early or late in the afternoon, and he says that many occasions while he was driving down that he narrowly missed bridges and other cars, and he was just thinking that if he had had 5 or 6 drinks and was in the same condition you are, that it would leave it. And we want to emphasize that this is strictly to make the people of Jefferson County understand that this is a public safety-minded program, and to be sure not to drink this coming New Year's Eve unless you have someone to drive you, or else take a cab or a bus home.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to show. If you drink, how many? Okay, I have 5 or 6 drinks, right? Okay.
You can safely have 1 drink an hour and drink all evening.
Okay, right. Tell them, Art. Man, I can't. No.
Well, I wouldn't go over maybe two drinks the first hour, and then pace yourself to 1 drink an hour. This way you will not get under the influence of alcohol, and you can still drink at a party, have a good time.
I remember a long time ago, there's no way in the world right now I can run a radio program and be at least the least bit articulate.
articulate. You didn't say the word.
Unless I can really, articulate a little bit, because I'm really drunk. Okay, Todd, will you do me a favor?
Kill Garrett.
Will you finish out this show for me?
I'll try.
Because I'm going to pass out in about 5 minutes. There's no way.
Let's get a breathalyzer on him before he passes out.
Okay, one more breathalyzer, folks, and we will be there. 5:33 with Gary Burbank.
Does anyone really know what causes some of the distressing symptoms of hemorrhoids?
Many factors.
Wait a minute.
I got a new breathalyzer.
Okay, Art, you got a breathalyzer, right? Okay, I'll go.
W-A-K-Y, hey, Louisville.
I'm trying to do this thing, man. Okay, where is this thing, man? Okay, well, I got to bring the microphone over here because I got to blow into the breathalyzer again. Wait, he changed power.
That's great, Gary.
Okay, wow. Boy, that really took it out of me, man. No wonder the breathalyzer is just drunk because I'm already drunk. Ah. Well, hey, what's that? I hear something going. Across the river. All right.
Tried not to have it happen, but the sheriff let him go. The sheriff said he was too drunk to ride in the back seat, so he let him drive. This is Todd Hollenbach taking over for Gary Burbank, and Sheriff Alan Hamilton's here with me. And I'll tell you something, Sheriff, if this place gets raided, I'm going to tell him, the devil made me do it. Sheriff, what do you think of that guy?
Well, you know, Gary, he has, for all intent and purposes, is just passed out as far as driving automobiles or being a normal person. So it's just proof that too much drinking is going to be hinder anybody in his normal occupation, much less driving, Todd.
Well, you know, Gary's a little bitty guy, and he was pouring that whiskey down, and you could see him getting slower and slower in his reaction, and it really does prove a point. I mean, this is a controlled situation to make emphasis of the fact that drinking and driving don't mix. Gary proved the point, you know?
Well, the breath analyzer, as you know, Art, just read it to you, and I think it was somewhere between 15 and 16, and the funny thing about it, Todd, I understand, according to Art, that it's somewhere around 17 or 18 as most people are put under arrest for intoxication, so you can see that he hadn't even reached that level yet, and he was incapacitated.
Well, Gary really didn't leave in a car. He's here. He's not in too good a shape. He's about to pass out. We're trying to revive him, but let's have a record right now.
Judge Hollenbach, you're in the wrong profession, boy. You'll be on the radio. No, no doubt about it. We're going to talk to, I'm Johnny Randall. We're still trying to get Gary Burbank up, or he's back there. He just passed out, right?
Oh, I'm telling you. One eye at a time.
That's it. Okay, we're going to try and get Gary around here. We got a few commercials we're going to take care of right now.
Todd, you know, we want the people of the community, especially in and around Louisville and Jefferson County, to understand that this is strictly for a New Year's Eve promotion of safe driving, because we all realize that deaths are ever increasing each year, and especially in and around the holidays. And you know, the New Year's Day is arriving, New Year's Eve, and we have to make sure that people understand that driving while under the influence of alcohol is extremely dangerous. And here we had a young disc jockey just to prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Well, Ham, I think it's very important to point out that although we're having a good time kidding and joking and laughing, and this is a controlled experiment, it is a very serious situation. The problem that we face every day in this community, much less when it's accented on New Year's Eve.